Start the Mishnah. Meis echad mehen. So far we had, the first Mishnah was, what's going to be if you have shnei nazirim? Again, we had two nazirim. And then somebody told us that one of these two people became tamei. That was the first Mishnah. So you have two people that are nazirim, and one of the two is tamei. So we don't know what to do now. So the first Mishnah said the eighth, so they both have to keep two times 60 days nazirus. And after the first 30 days, they both take yekod. And between both of them, they bring kabonis tyro and kabonis tumma. And then they wait another 30 days and take a second haircut. So Manashach now, whoever was tamei, has his two haircuts. And they bring then the third time, they bring the korban tyro a second time. That's when both of them are alive. Now our Mishnah says, what's going to be the halacha meis echad mehem? What's going to be if one of these two nazirim died? So again, you had two nazirim. One of these two became tamei. So one of the two touched the mace, and we don't know which one of the two. And now one of them died. So what can you do now? The one that's alive now, he doesn't know whether he was tamei or wasn't he tamei. So how can he go and bring his kabbonis now? What's the eitz of him? How could he clean himself? Is Omer of Yeshua, Yeshua says the eitz is like this. Yevakesh echad min hashuk. Let him go outside on the street. And let him try and find somebody, if he could, if he's lucky, that sheyidor kinegde benazir. Let him try and find a friend that would help him out, and the friend would also become now a nazir. The yoimer will make a tanai with his friend like this. Im tamei hayisi, if I was tamei the first time, is hareya tenazir miyad, then I don't need you. You could just become a nazir right now, fatik. And you'll take, after 30 days, you'll take your haircut, and you'll bring your kabbonis, very good. And I'll take my haircut after 30 days, and I'll bring kabbonis tumah, and then another 30 days, I'll bring kabbonis tyra. But what's going to be the imtoi ha'isi? What's going to be if I was tor, harayate nozir, achash loishim yoin? If I was tor, then I want you first to become a nozir after 30 days. And it's like this, v'soifrim shloishim. First they count 30 days. Ulmeviyin korban tuma for korban tyra. They bring right now first korban tuma and korban tyra. That's after the first 30 days. The yoyman, the person says like this. Im ani hu atomei, if I was true, if I was tomei. So, okay, I took my haircut now. I have to bring korban tuma. So korban tuma shali, the korban tuma that was brought now, the yoshim and the oyla and the chattis, that's for me. The korban tyra shalachor, and that they were bringing now a shlomim, a noila, and a chattis, that's for you. But what's going to be v'im ani hu hator? But let's say I was tor, so that I don't have to do a second time. I'm not a nozer tor, I was only a nozer tor. So then I say like this: korban tyra shali. The korban tyra, the oshim, the shlomim that I'm bringing now is for me. Shlomim, noila, and chattis. The korban tuma besofik. Now that I'm bringing a korban tuma now, that's only min asafik. I don't have to bring it at all because I wasn't tamei. So the korban tuma, the chatas soif can be brought on asafik, and the oila also is brought with a tanai that if he's not tamei, it's in the dova. But true, the korban oshim is not brought because the korban oshim he can't bring with a tanai. So therefore, the korban oshim that usually a nazir tamei brings here, he can't bring it because it's only asafik if he was tamei or not. It's possible he wasn't tummy at all, and his friend also here wasn't tummy. So therefore, the yoshim they can't bring. But the other two kabbonis he brings, that's the loch l'mashe m'sinai, that a chates oif could come on a suffix. And a korban oila, poshit, you can bring it with a tanai, that is the yemachuyim good. If not, you want it to be in the dava. A korban oila could be brought from the dava. So therefore, you bring the korban tuma on a tanai. Yeah. The two masafik. Now the seifrim shloshim yoyim. They count 30 days. Ulmeviyin korban tyra. Then they bring a korban tyra. The yoyim, and it says like this. Im ani hatomei. If I was tomei the first time, so korban tuma shali. That's that I brought a korban tuma before, that's for me. The korban tyra shalacho. And that we brought a korban tyra before, that went for you. Vizeh korban tyrosi. And now, after the 60th day, I'm bringing a second time now a korban tyra. That helps for me. But what about v'yimanihu ator? But let's say I was Torah the whole time. So it's like this. Korban tire is shalit. The first korban tire with an abrua goes for myself. The korban tumah the suffix. And after I brought a korban tumah, the chatis and the yela, that's only min asafik. V'zeh korban tarascha. I, where are you in the picture? You're also a nazir. Where are your korbanis? That's the second korban tire that we're bringing now. After the 60th day, that goes for you. That's what you have to do. V'zeh korban tarascha. So the kids, you have to get yourself a good friend that's mamash going to suffer for 60 days. He's going to have to keep twice naziris and to bring korbanis at the end, just to do you a favor to make you Torah. So this the Gemara, the Mishnah says back, Omar loy ben Zayma. Ben Zayma said back to Yeshua, Omi shemei aloy, she yidu connected benozir. How in the world are you going to find a friend like that? How are you going to find somebody to do you a favor that you want him to be a nazir for 60 days? Not only for 30, but he has to be a nazir now for 60 days in order to make you Torah. So Ben Zayma said that's not something that's going to happen. This can't be the only Eitzah. How are we going to free this one nazir that's alive now? Because it's very hard to find such a friend like this. How are you going to find somebody? So therefore, Ben Zayma says like this. Ella, Ben Zayma says, Eitzah is like this. Again, originally we had two Nazirim, and one of them became Tamei. We don't know which one of the two, but one was Tamei. And now one of them died, our Mishnah is talking about. So you have only one alive now, and he has a doubt whether he was Tamei or not. So he doesn't know if he has to bring a Korban Tumah, and then a second time a Korban Tire or not. So Ben Zayma says, know what the answer is. Ella mevi chatesoif v'yoylas peima. Let him like first wait 30 days. He can't take a haircut right away, because maybe he's only a nazir tahor. So for sure he has to first wait, even after he becomes tahor, he has to wait 30 days. Because maybe, he can't start counting on a tzad that he was tummy like, he can't start counting till 30 days. So he has to wait 30 days and take a haircut. And then he, on tzad that he's tummy, he brings a chate seif that comes on a suffix, and he brings a olas behema that you can bring on a tanai with an adava. And the yoshim true, you don't bring the korban yoshim. The yoimen, he says like this, im tomei ho yisi, if I was tomei first, so then very good, ha chates michavosi, this olas ha chates that I'm bringing now is for the chayv of a korban nozir tomei, the yoyla nadava, and the yoyla now is an adava, because he doesn't have to bring a noyla if he was tomei. Yeah, v'yim tor ha'isi. But let's say I was tor, then I say no. That ha'ola mechavasi. That this ola should be for my chayv. V'yachatis misafik. Ah, if he was tor, he doesn't have to bring this chatis. The chatis comes from a safik. That's the halacha of Moshe Mesinai, that a chatis chayv could come even from a doubt. So now the answer is v'soif b'shloshim yoyin. He has to wait now another 30 days and take a second haircut. Because maybe he was Tomei first, so the first haircut was for the Tumah. And now we have to take a second haircut to finish his Naziris. So he counts another 30 days. O mevi korban tira. Let him now bring a korban tira. Korban shlomim it could be. The yoma or korban oila, they both come with a nedava. The yoma, let him say like this. Im Tomei ho yisi, if I was Tomei, ho oila rishon a nedava. The zuchayva, then the first one was only a nedava. And the second one I'm bringing now, that's my chayv. V'yim toyer ha'yisi. But let's say I was tor, then oyla rishoyin chayva. The first time that I brought the korban oyla, that went for my chayv. Like I finished my nazirus then. V'zu, now that I'm bringing the second one, is nadava. V'zu shar kaboni. And the rest of them is called my shar, the rest of my kabonis. Yeah, the oyla v'zu, and these are the rest of my shar kabonis. Yeah, v'zu shar kaboni. So this is the way Ben Zayma says the Eitzer is. And this Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Yeshua. If Yeshua said, Nimtza zeh mevi korbanosov lechatzoyim. And Rabbi Yeshua didn't like this Eitzer, because it comes out as bringing his korbanos halfway. In other words, when he's first to Tamei, all he's bringing really is just a chatzoyim, only part of his korbanos. The Yoshim is not bringing. And it's not to say that he's another Torah, he's only bringing his korbanoylo. So you're not really bringing all the kabbonis at one shot. That's called he's bringing them lechatzoyin. As Tosfos says, nimtza maybe kabbonis lechatzoyin. Dim toyer hoya Oyma Rishoyin Achoyva Kedefrishis. Ovegluah Sheini Meiri Chates Ushlamim. So that the second time he's bringing his Chates and the Shlamim. But where's his Oyla? From the first time. Vechivon the Enozer Acheri Moi and Yocholasas Vinyin Acher. Shechivon Shosofik Tomei Vesayv Shloshim and the Rishalagalech Beloi Avos Kabinoisov. So it comes out that he's bringing the Oyla before and the Shlamim and the Chates is being brought later. So of course not right that the Nozer should bring his Kabonis at different times. That's why Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua didn't like this. Avul hoydu loy chachom lo ben zoyma. But I call upon him the chachom agreed to ben zoyma. Like Tosha says, that means to say, lo yichbis lay, it doesn't bother us. In maybe the chatzoyim, if it's brought the chatzoyim or not. V'yalo lo yimtza ach hashir the kinegzai, because there's no other eitza. Like Rabbi Shua's eitza is very hard to find a friend, to find somebody that's going to become a nozim misafet for 60 days. Therefore the only eitzer is like ben zoyma. Even though what's wrong with Ben Zayma's Eitzer is the Kabbonis are being brought the Chatzoyim, you're bringing the Korban Eula first, and the Chattis and the Shlom is first coming later, okay, you can't help it. The Maisi is still Yaitzer, therefore it says the Chomim agreed to Ben Zayma. Yeah, turn over. Yes, so this the Gemara says now, the Laisi, the Chura. So Rashi learned, Tois learns out of Rabbi Yeshua Poruch. The Gemara is the Kash according to Rabbi Yeshua, Kloima. The Yovel Lechatzon Amad Bekach. And what's Rabbi Yeshua's Bikasha? So what if you have to bring here for the Kabbonis now and here for them later? What's wrong with that? The Laisi. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Lo Yomer Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Lechadik Bosat Hazamidim, Enechnami. Rabbi Yeshua's Kasha, he didn't really mean to say it's a Kasha. He only meant to see how smart the Talmidim are. He wanted to see what they would answer him. He did it to sharpen the Talmidim. That was to ask him such a kasha, like, how can you bring half now and half later? And they answered back, very good, you're allowed to, there's nothing wrong with that. But he only asked the question to see how smart they were. Omar Rav Nachman said, Ma levad la Rabbi Yeshua, what is Rabbi Yeshua going to do? Lidike de la Lisri. So, Tosfos says, it means to say, Tosfos says, lo yisparish bin yinachem, my levet, Rabbi Yeshua l'kei, lo nisri pirish, lebnei mayin. What is Rabbi Yeshua going to do with the kishkes of the animal, the insides of the animal, that it should not rot away? The chivan shi yivakish echod, shi yidu kinegdi bin ozah, you have to find somebody else to be in ozah with you. Him kem l'soif, shloshim yugish megalchim, shneyem tzrichim l'honif, ha-chelef. They both have to pick up the chelef, the fats of the carbon. And the second halacha is before the tenufa. So in Cain, yasriach hachelev. The chelev will like run away in between for 30 days. How are you going to preserve the fats? So that's also part of the kasha. You have to say there's some other way to do it, not the way Rabbi Yeshua does it. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be kasha. The chelev, you have to preserve the fats. For 30 days? That's a very hard thing to do. So if it was another taina where the Chomaisers don't like of Yeshua, and rather they do the way Ben Zayma says. Mishnah says like this. Nozir shor yitame v'safik, u'muchlat v'safik. We had this before. A nozir that was makabel to be a nozir. And then right away the first day it came about that he had a safik whether he touched the mace or not. Or whether he had a safik whether he was muchlat, whether he was a mitzayr or not. He doesn't know if he has tumas mitzayr or not. So lochur is in such a case oichel b'kodesh shemachas shishim yoyim, like we had before. Min asafik, he has to wait 60 days until he can take 2 haircuts, and then he's finished with his mitzaras. He's for sure tor from his mitzaras. He's not mechus kipurim. Therefore, he can eat kochim. But v'shoyse yayin umetam alameisim achar meyav yesrim yoyim. But it's going to take him first 4 haircuts, 120 days. Until he could finish up his Naziris. Because he has to take 4 haircuts. 2 Beteris and Mitzayra, and 1 Alsa Nozir Tomei, and 1 Alsa, when he finishes the Nozir Tataira. So he has to wait 120 days until he could finish his Naziris. Because before 30 days he can't take a haircut, because maybe all along he was a Nozir Tor. So before 30 days he can't take the haircut. So he has to wait for 4 haircuts 120 days. Shetigalachas ha-nega doicha tigalachas ha-nozir. Because if you're a mitzayra vadai, then the halacha is you're allowed to take a haircut, even though you're a nozir. Bizman shu vadai. That's only if you're a vadai mitzayra. That's the halacha we had before the pasuk. Roishoi, one man diyam adashin, that even though the mitzayra is a nozir, and even though a nozir has a lav and an essay not to shave cut off his hair, but if you became a mitzayra, the mitzvah essay of mitzayra is doicha, the lav and the essay of nozir. But what is that when it's a vadai? When you're a vadai mitzayra, avul bizman shu sofik ein adoicha. But here in the case where it's only a doubt whether you became a mitzayra or not, you don't know for sure. So true, you have to take a haircut min asofik, but the haircut is not doicha the nazirus, because the nazirus is an isser asay and an isser lav. Therefore, you always have to wait till the end of 30 days until you can take a haircut. That's why to take four haircuts, you have to wait 120 days. So Mar says like this. Tonu we learn like this. When does it say this halacha for naziris muetis? When you're only mekabel upon yourself to be a nazir for 30 days. Avu benaziris bashana, but let's say you're mekabel to be a nazir for a full year, then it's like this, then you don't get away so easy after 60 days. But then rather oichel bekodishim liyachash teishonim. In order to finish off, to bring you kabonis from mitzvah, you have to take two haircuts. A mitzvah has to take two haircuts. So you have to wait 100 days before you can take one haircut. And then to take the second one, you have to wait another 100 days. So you can't finish off your tire of Mitzvah, and then you'll be able to eat Kodshim till 2 years. But when do you finish your Naziris? V'shoyse yayin u'metam alameisim. When can you drink wine and be metam alameisim? That's le'achar abashonim. It takes you 4 years now. Because since you have to have four haircuts, two b'teras ha-mitzayrah, one has nozit tameh, and one has nozit torah, and you have to wait a year in between, so you have to wait 4 years. For Tanya Law, we learned on this, omegaleach arba tikalachas, right? You have to take four haircuts. Tikalachas rishayna mevi tziporim. That's as if you were mitzayrah. When you finish your tumas mitzayrah, you have to bring tziporim. V'chatasayf, the yearless behemah, that you bring the first time. Shania. So Taisa says, this is l'sofik muchlat achas, shchuta v'achas v'shlachas, v'chatas v'yayif, l'sofik nozitomei. Ha'v'yearless behemah, l'sofik nozitor. It's all these kabbalahs you have to bring the first time, because it's a doubt what you are. And maybe you're mitzvah, maybe you're tomei mates, and maybe you're nothing, you're nozitor. Shania, by the second haircut, maybe chatasoyif. You have to bring the chatasoyf, the yerlas behema, and the yerlas behema. That's why he says, Hagar shniya mevi chatasoyf, lav mishum de naziris tuma yalaloi leminyan sheva yom hashmini. The nazir tuma you can't be mesufik anymore the second time. Ela mishum sufik muchlat. The second haircut is maybe you are finished with the mitzora, then you have to wait 7 days to take a second haircut. Maybe you're not a mitzvah altogether, you're only a nozir tamei. So then the first haircut you took, that was for naziris tumah. Now the second one is for naziris taira. So by the second haircut, you have to have the kabbonis for a nozir tor and for the end of mitzvah. Shlishis, the third one you take now, maybe chat esoif, v'yelis behema. The third one is that maybe you were tummy, and utchalacha shemuchlat did not help for the tumma. So now the third one is because maybe for the tumma. Revius maybe korban taira. The fourth haircut, that's for sure, only to finish off your nazirus taira. So by the fourth haircut, you only bring the kabonis of a nazir taira. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding off nun test on the base, the bottom by the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah. This Mishnah was Nozir Shohayetomei Besofik Umuchlat. He had a Nozir, there was Tomei Besofik Umuchlat Besofik. We had before already, this is the case that a Nozir, he was Makabal Nazirus, and the first day of his Nazirus, he came in contact with a Sofik Mace, and as a suffix it became a mitzvah or not. So halacha is oichel b'kodesh shemacha shishim yoyim. After 60 days, then he could be kodshim, there's no problem. Like at the most it could be that he was a tumat zav, he was a mitzvah, and he can't eat kodshim, calls him out, he didn't bring his kabonis, and after mitzvah he has to take two haircuts. So he has to wait 60 days, and after 30 days he takes one haircut, then after the next 30 days he takes a second haircut. So after 60 days he can finish with he finishes for sure with his tumah of a mitzvah, so as mukhlat, therefore he's able to eat the kodshim. But v'shoy siyayin matam aloreisim acha meyav yesim yoyim, he first finishes the dalochas of Nazirus in order to be able to drink wine or to touch meisim, that's after 120 days. Because it still has to be a suffix, maybe it was really tummy, so he has to wait another 30 days. Then he has to wait another 30 days from Nazirus to Tyra. So together it's 120 days. Shetigalachas ha-nega doichatigalachas ha-nozir. Because that's the locher if you're a mitzvah of Adai, then even though you're in the middle of your main Nazirus, you're allowed to take a haircut. But that's only bizman shuvadi, if for sure you're a mitzvah. Our bizman shu suffix in the doicha. But over here, it's only doubtful whether you became a mitzvah or not. So therefore, you can't take haircut right away when you become tor. But you have to wait until 30 days are up. So that even if you were a nazir, the nazirus is up, then you could take your haircut. So therefore, you have to take the four haircuts at four different 30 days. That's how you get 120 days.